word. True winner. Jeans skinny like Squidward. Looking for your girl. Just missed it. Then my cat daddy and I took it down. Neil, you ever been to Houston, Texas?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. I don't really ever plan on going, to be completely honest. The Astros just won the World Series. That's pretty sick. I hate the Astros, but I mean, I guess that's going on right now. But the more important thing going on in Houston is the Houston Open coming up this week. I don't know who sponsors it. I don't care.
Cadence, I think?
Cadence? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Cadence Bank.
Yeah, no free ads, so we're going to blank all that out. Sorry, Cadence Bank. You're not sponsoring us. Something I love about the Houston Open, Neil, is public golf in its finest form.
Really?
Memorial Golf Course, Memorial Park. It's actually called Memorial Park. It's in fantastic Muni outside of Houston. They brought in Tom Doak to redo it a few years ago. I think it's, I don't know if enough people know about it. And maybe people do, and I'm just being a gatekeeper. Sidebar, I love gatekeeping. I think more
gatekeeping
people should
has its place for sure.
More people should gatekeep. Golf being one of those places for me. But Houston, it's a fantastic. The runoffs are great. There's not a ton of bunkering. You can totally see how like the average Houstonite like gets around there and has an enjoyable time. But you also see when they cut the grass a different way. Like Scottie Scheffler is going to struggle if he's out of position, which is
that's a cool thing.
Literally the best thing you can do to a golf course. Scotty is playing this week. He's the runaway favorite. He's plus 550. Sam Burns is plus 1200. So really nobody close to him on the betting sheet. Denny McCarthy is going to be my bet for the week. I might actually do this. That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Plus 3500, still putting the lights out. And it's not like an overly this might be made up. I don't think it's that much of a ball striker's paradise. And Denny isn't the best ball striker ever. So I think it might be his time to shine. Neil, who are you rocking with this week?
I mean, I'm rocking with, like, Hideki. Why not? Milton Finau would be cool. See, like, the way that I woo Kim. I'm looking at him as well. There's some good names out here. I like this field.
This is a damn good field. And I think most of what, like I was saying about the golf course itself, it shows up in the field. No offense to the Mexican Classic. Hate to keep dancing on your grave. That golf course isn't like that fun or interesting. You throw these guys a good golf course, also in the United States.
These guys didn't want to go to Playa del Carmen, though. Come on.
Dude, you ever been to Houston?
No, they didn't want to go to Mexico?
No, you ever been to Houston? You know how desirable that location is?
Is it?
I don't know. I doubt it. But that should show you how even more how good the golf course is. That they're interested in checking that out. After commercial, we are going to talk about some lifestyle choices of golf, and then we're going to talk a little financials, because I'm still mad about how much Justin Johnson made this year, and I probably will be for the rest of my life. No, actually, I will be for the rest of my life, so stay tuned. This is ironic. We're back from commercial. I hope you listen to the ads, because I need money. And I hope you listen to the ads, because Banty is coming soon. Very excited for the app. It's going to be just a great way to stay in touch with your golfing buddies. Hopefully soon people will be posting their scores while I'm in the office. I'll have a way to forget about how mindless my job is, and a way to forget about how evil capitalism is. Speaking of, Dustin Johnson made like $36 million just on the LIV Tour last year, or last season.
That's gross.
Neil, if I offered you, I think I know the answer to this. I'm going to start at $36 million, which is no one needs that, like, for anything. Doctors shouldn't make that much money, and doctors literally save lives. All Dustin Johnson did is participate in a propaganda scheme for an evil government. Doctors, if I gave you $36 million, would you never play golf for the rest of your life?
I think about it. I think about it. I don't know.
$36 million?
I mean, I'd take the money, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'd give up this beautiful game, but I'd have a tough time doing it.
For $36 million, I would not have a tough time giving up golf. And I love golf. But if you said you can never... If someone said to me I could never like hit a golf ball again
But
for
you were
36
talking about buying a course with your all if you won a ton of money last week.
Yeah,
That's
but
what you were
that was
talking about.
if I won the money like with no strings attached. If someone was like, you could have $36 million, but you can never hit a golf. If they said you can never play golf again, I would take it so fast your head would spin, and I would get on the first plane to like probably Rome, Italy, and I would just hang out with her a few more
Oh,
hours.
yeah?
Yeah,
She happened to be there right
she's
now?
in Rome right now. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I was surprised when you said bro.
but if someone said you can have my cutoff line is I would like to be able to go to the driving range. So the money would have to be astronomical for me to never hit a golf ball again. Because that feeling is priceless, like a MasterCard commercial. What's the cutoff point for you to never hit a golf ball again? Never, you can never go to your father's driving range again and ever hit a golf ball. How much money is that taking?
I'll take that 36, but
I
I
mean,
mean, 36 million.
I would
36
need
million dollars?
$1 billion to never hit a golf ball
A
again.
billion?
$1 billion to never hit a golf ball again.
I mean, I only play golf like 10 times a year.
I'm not talking about playing golf. I'm talking about
Talking about hitting a golf
I'm
ball.
talking about the pure joy of being at the range. It's the sun setting. You didn't pay for your bucket.
You haven't shot 90 that
You
day.
haven't shot 90 that day. You're actually hitting it pretty well. If you don't hit it well, whatever, you just get another ball.
Yeah.
And when you hit it clean, that's a $1 billion feeling for me.
It does.
Maybe not a billion. I would probably do, realistically, at this stage of my life, if you offered me $75, I would quit anything. There were so many cockroaches in our apartment this weekend. You give me $130, not only will I never play golf again, I would. If you gave me $10,000, I would actively like lobby Congress to ban the game of golf right now. That's like where I'm at.
Now, let me ask you, Tom. Obviously, no human being needs to make $36 million a year, regardless of anything. But the fact remains that athletes in other sports do. Like, quarterbacks make 45, 50 now. Your NBA star now makes 50 a lot of times. So, do you think it's obviously, again, nobody deserves that kind of money. This is a borderline socialist podcast. But the fact is, other athletes do make that money. So, are you think golfers are less deserving, or
Yes.
what's
First of all,
your opinion?
yes.
Really?
I do think golfers are less deserving.
Really?
And I'll totally flip it on our socialist ideologies. I think golfers are less deserving of that money purely because that is what the market has determined for golfers. There's a reason that fall golf has terrible ratings. It's because literally everyone says, oh, wait, the 2 and 3 Colts are playing the 3 and 4 Patriots.
Right.
I would so much rather watch that terrible football product than watch this, no matter how good the golf is. The most people are saying, I'm gonna turn on the Patriots instead. My massive problem with Dustin Johnson is he has joined a worse product and is making significantly more money. You look at the ratings for LIV versus the ratings for whatever Joe Schmo Sunday PGA Tour event is on in the fall. No matter how bad those are, and most of the time they're terrible, and I don't watch them either. No one is watching those YouTube streams. Like maybe a few 10,000 people have been tuning into
Is it
those.
really that bad?
It's pretty bad. Some of them have been like shockingly bad, and he got a infinite level pay raise because of that. Because a state system took all its oil money and pumped it into him.
Now, let me ask you, if he was on the PGA Tour and he made $36 million, that's, I assume, I mean, even the PGA, probably you're not bringing in the same amount of money as the, obviously, as the NFL, the NBA, or whatever. So, should he have been closer to them? Obviously, he should have been closer, but like, should he have been around that
I'm
mark?
looking up Rory's earnings for 2022. Rory made $50 million. Oh,
Yeah,
no,
that's in his career.
that's his career. Okay. So Rory's 2022 earnings. He made $18 million alone for winning the FedEx Cup.
It's a good sum.
That's inflated because they had to react to how much Dustin Johnson made this
Right.
year. How much is Rory rate? This is tough air. This is tough air time. This isn't helpful at all. This website. Oh, okay. So Rory made $28 million this year. on the PGA Tour from his, that's pure golf course earnings, $28.3 million. Dustin made more than that to do less.
Do much less.
Do much less, play worse, and also fund and propagate terrorism. And that's that.
Yeah.
I don't like, I mean, I'm more okay with Rory making $28.3 million. I think Rory would probably be the first person to tell you he doesn't need to make $28.3 million. But I'm more okay with it, I guess. I'm not okay with it at all, but of course. But I'm slightly more okay with it because it was an earned set of money. And because, like...
And the PGA is just more popular, simply.
The PGA Tour is more popular than the Dustin Johnson's product, yeah. That's a great question, Neil.
Okay.
Another thing I did this weekend, Neil, I traveled. Yeah. I jumped on the train. I went home.
Yeah, how was that?
It was terrible because I had my golf bag. It was, and I stood the whole ride from Grand Central to Union Station. The whole ride. I got a seat in...
What?
I got a seat in Milford.
It was that packed?
It was packed.
Oh, man.
And that made me think...
Thanksgiving's
like,
going to be like that, too.
Yeah,
huh?
It's going to be miserable. that made me think about some of the do's and don'ts of traveling for golf. And so my biggest don't is just don't do that. Just don't travel for golf. Unless you're going to, like... Here's my refined take. Here's my non-asinine take.
Nuanced take.
Yeah. When I was walking from our apartment to our subway station with my golf bag over my shoulder, I felt like the biggest loser to have ever existed in the universe. An old man was like chirping me for being an idiot. And I was like, you know what? You're so right. And then I had to get on the subway with my golf bag and my backpack for work and my regular bag.
You know you're bothering people.
I know I'm taking up two seats on the subway at 6:30 p.m. Like, people need those seats. And then I'm walking through Grand Central like I'm a big shot. I'm a loser. I'm going to Fairfield County, Connecticut, like an ass. Everyone already thinks that regardless, no matter what kind of stuff you bring on that train. We stopped in, like, dude, when I tell you the looks that I got when I was standing in the middle of the doorway on 125th Street in Harlem as people were flooding onto Metro North to go to Bridgeport... And I was taking up so much space that people couldn't walk by me.
At least you weren't sitting down, though.
I know, but I needed to be. And I was also coughing up a lung because I had the flu. Yeah. I thought I was going to get just, like, really accosted by somebody. So, really, the only time it's ever appropriate to travel with your golf bag is if you're going to a golf destination. Like, I'm saying you get off the plane in Charleston and... Everyone else on your flight is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're ever the outsider with your golf bag, you're the problem.
It's quality rant right there.
Thank you. Really excited for the Houston Open. I actually do mean this. Like, it's one of the rare fall tournaments that I think is actually interesting. We're going to wrap this one up and watch Andy Dalton play football, unfortunately. He is so ugly. All right, we'll see you next week.
Top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the, ooh, the lolly, lolly. Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Hey. You wanna play with the pros now?
Hey.
You gotta hit it in the hole now?
Hey.
You wanna reach that top, yeah?
Hey.